All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, February 28th of 2026. Looking ahead to the weekend here, we have an action-packed weekend, ton of a bunch of different sports. Some of those sports include League of Legends, golf, tennis, soccer, NASCAR, NBA, COD, NHL, and MMA. Maybe missed one or two there, but that alone was like about 8 or 9 sports coming at you this weekend. So should be a fun weekend of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays here at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me on a Saturday morning or afternoon, depending on where you live. For today's show, we did have one question come in prior to the show. We will start there. Probably do a slate demo involving MMA here, since it is Saturday, and then we will see where we go from there. So, first question today, what do you think of the 50 Cent Minimax as a contest selection for NASCAR? If playing, would you max it out? Okay, good question. So why don't we go over to Cup Race for tomorrow? I'm pretty sure that is what this question is asking about, is Cup Race. So let's jump over to Sunday. All right, so we're going to go to the contest tab. We'll let this load up. All right, so 50 Cent Minimax, one thing that catches my eye right out of the gate is that this is a fairly high, actually, this is the highest effective entrant 150 max, right? What does that mean? It takes 476 unique users to max out this contest. So here, right, 71,343 entrants. I think that is a good indicator for this contest. Second thing I look at personally is I'll actually go to the contest and I will look at the payout structure. So I load this contest up on DK. I go to full contest details. And I like to see, you know, what the payouts are, how kind of steep the payout structure is here. The fact that, you know, if you get 10th place here, it pays $100. That is still more than it costs to max out the contest. So the idea here, and I'll show this. So there are 71,000. We'll just do 71,000. Makes the math a little bit easier here. 71,000 entries in the contest, right? Okay. Well, what does that mean in terms of, like, if you get into the top 1% of the contest, right? So the top 1% of lineups are get you into 700th place, right? So we obviously need to be a lot higher than that in order to win. Okay, well, what if we get into the top 0.1% of the contest? That would be, and just like to be clear, we're talking about the 99.9th percentile, like being in this range, being that high up in the standings, right? So we would do 71,000 times 0.001. Okay, that's 71st place, right? So we're already talking about a very small percentage of the contest being super, super high. Still not in the, you know, bread and butter of the contest where you want to be to, like, actually win, right? So we're already in the 99.9 percentile. Well, what about the 99.99 percentile, right? We're getting smaller and smaller into the overall standings here of where we need to be in order to kind of take it home, right? Okay, we'll do it again. 71,000 times 0.0001. Oops, I did that wrong. 71,000 times 0.0001. All right, so the 99.99th percentile gets us into seventh place, right? So when you get to the point where you're already in this 99.99 percentile, right? There is a lot of deviation in actual dollars won with very small change in this value. So like what I mean is, if you finish in the 99.991, that is a lot different than if you finish in the 99.997, okay? And we can kind of show that like with the math, right? So like what I'm trying to show is 0001, let's say 5, right? Okay, that's 10th, right? That'll get you into like 10th. But if you go 0 or you go 71,000, I might be losing some people. I'm sorry. 0, 0, 0. It's supposed to be 1, but we're going to go 0, 5. That's 3rd. So what I did here, right, is I went from 99.995 to 99.985. A very small change in like the percentage here. We're talking like the 10th of a percent. Plus or minus 5%. That is the difference between $750 versus $100. Because we did third and then 10th, that 0.05 deviation, right? It is very easy to deviate in either direction because the change is so small, yet the payout difference is so large, right? So all I'm trying to say at the end of the day to like kind of wrap that up is there is a lot of variance in how much money you make between like first and like 10th, right? 3,000 versus 100. Yet it's very easy to come to, you can't do a lot to determine whether you come in first or 10th. Like you're working to get into that top 0.001% of the contest. And from there, it's just variance. It's kind of like where you fall out and how things kind of shake out. So what I'll do is like, okay, I'm going to play the amount of entry fees that it costs to earn 10th place because it's already high variance to get up here and it's higher variance to get, you know, 5th or 3rd or 1st. I'm a little bit safer if I just kind of cap my entry fees somewhere near 10th place. So if 10th place in this case, you know, is 100, right? So that's over the $75 it takes to max out. So I'm fine maxing this out. If 10th place was like $10, right? If the payout structure here was very, very steep, it started high and then quickly kind of nosedives, I might be more careful with how many entries I put into this contest. I might limit that, right? If this was $50, right? Well, maybe I only put 100 entries into this contest, right? That's kind of my personal thinking. But you did ask me, so I'm answering it, you know, kind of in the way that I would approach it. So here for this mini max, I think this is a good contest. Again, the highest effective entrant 150 max contest. If you sort by effective entrants, you look at the max, it is the first one that comes up here. That is a GPP, right? The next one is a satellite. So I think this is a good contest. I definitely think you can max it out, but that is kind of how I am analyzing contests. For more info on like what contests are the best contests and stuff like that, we do have a video on that. You can find that in the Office Hours channel. So if I go over to Discord, I go to Office Hours questions, I go to pinned messages. I have a video here. Setting up contest selection filters in the contest tab. I'll actually just send that to you real quick since this one came in Discord. This is a good framework for selecting contests, setting up the contest tab in a way that makes it easy to identify what some of the highest EV or highest edge contests are in the contest. I'll just give a quick run through. So basically, you start by effective entrance, fee less than or equal to $3. I would set top prize greater than or equal to the amount of money you're wagering. Let's say you're playing $75. So, okay, set this greater than or equal to 75. And then these would be the contests that I would start with. So I would start from the top down, daily dollar, $1 20 max, $3 5 max is actually what it is, 25 cent 20 max, $1 5 max, right? And you're just kind of entering these as you go until you, and maybe I get rid of some of these satellites, right? Hey, I want to focus on GPPs first. Okay, right, this is my kind of set. So $21, $36, $46. By the time I get to the 75 cent mini max, I have $39 remaining. So that would be another consideration for not maxing it out. Like, hey, I said I want to play 75. I want to play the best contests first. By the time I get to the mini max, I have $39 left. So then in that case, I would do 39. It's 50 cents. So 39 times 2. I would do 78 entries. I would enter 78 lineups into the minimax. And then if my bankroll grows, if I want to play more the next time, right, I can enter more lineups until I max this out, and then I can go on to the donut here. So that's a quick run through of what's shown in that video, but you can also check that out as well. All right. Good question to get us started. Why don't we jump over to MMA? We got a 13-fight MMA card on tap to get underway in about four-ish hours away. MMA is usually good to go by the morning of the slate. So sometimes people ask that. I think it's good to go, you know, Saturday morning. I'd be more than comfortable building my lineups first thing. So we do have a rule on by default. Don't use opposing fighters. This is generally a good rule to have on. So I would leave that on. Settings, I'm going to leave them alone. The correlation doesn't matter unless this rule is turned off. So correlation for any fighter is only between their opponent. Not loading here, but like Francis Marshall would only have correlation with Eric Silva because they are in the same match, and then the correlation would be highly, highly negative. So correlation only comes into account if this is off. If this is off, if the rule is on, then the correlation is like a moot point. So just some context for you guys there. Sim diversity all the way up. That's good. We want to take one simulation of each fight on the slate. Not going to apply any filters here. I'm probably going to open up min salary a little bit just in case there's any lower salary lineups that the sim is deeming viable. I want to consider playing them because it'll help my duplication rate. So that's one thing that I want to take into account there, is just giving SaberSim a little bit more leeway in terms of which lineups that it chooses. All right, so we're going to build 500 lineups here. I'm going to sort by exposure. And I'm going to come in here and I'm going to create a group. Let's just do 20 lineups. That'll be fine. All right, so I'm in the post build. I built my 500 lineups. I am going to look at a set of 20 as if I'm playing a 20 max here. And I am going to use the portfolio solver. I have Saber score and projected score aggregate metrics, which I always like to have. I come into my table. I'm sorting by exposure here, which is great. Now it's really about analyzing this, customizing it, and making these set of lineups, you know, kind of my own, right? So top exposure is 70%. They're about 35% owned. So about 2x on this fighter. They're my top leverage. I have two leverages over 30%. Both of them are about double the field. You know, I think it's fine. You can obviously limit them if you like, but I'm okay being 2x the field here, letting SaberSim take some stands. I sort inversely. My lowest leverages are about negative 18 here. One thing I notice is, one of my top negative leverages was to a high salary fighter. So I just wanted to come in here and see how high projected they were. And they're actually not that high projected, which makes a lot of sense why we're not getting any of them. 9,400 salary, 77 projection. There's a lot of other 9K fighters whose projection is between 82 and 91. So it makes a lot of sense to me that the builder is favoring those fighters over the 77 projected. So like this checks out, right? This is, hey, you know, see something kind of interesting, look into it a little bit further. Oh, okay, this makes sense, move on, right? That's all we're doing here. We're QAing it. We're making sure everything kind of lines up the way we want it to. Again, here, 9,300 salary, 83 projection, slight negative leverage, 9,000 salary, 83 projection, positive leverage, right? Okay, there's some salary considerations here. So we're taking more of the lower salary, better value fighter. So far, so good. Liking everything that I'm seeing. Again, if you want to make changes, totally okay. Minimax exposures are going to be your best friend for doing so. I'm pretty happy with these lineups. I like the way that they are looking. So at this point, I would be ready to save them, download them, and then upload them to my contest. But for MMA, I think that is a really good starting point if you're looking to build some lineups and kind of don't know where to start. So that would be my good starting point for MMA for today. All right, looking here in the YouTube chat, caught up there, caught up in Discord, knocked out an MMA slate demo. Think we're all set. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody.